Tom, how are you?
Tom, how are you? How are you? Okay, so this Rashi narrated in the parasha of Shlach. Says Rashi something marvel, and Kolei said Olay now via Rashi or so. Says you won't believe it. Rashi says something not believable. Rashi says Olay now le Aslu Bashemaim. We'll go up to heaven. V'omer Asu Sulamos Talushram. Make a ladder and go to heaven. Now Tzliach b'chol dvarim says in Rashi, Olay now le. We can go to heaven. How? We can make a ladder. You know, a ladder. We can make a ladder and go to heaven with a ladder. A ladder. Go to heaven with says Rashi. You can go to heaven with a ladder. That's impossible. Go to heaven with a ladder. It's not possible. Well, maybe a spaceship, but now it's a ladder. So says Rashi in Shlach this lashon. Olo now le. We can make a ladder and go to heaven. That has no meaning. Rashi has no meaning. What does that? What's Rashi mean? go to heaven with a ladder. What does that mean? So it says in the Drash Moshe, Moshe Weinstein, and the Rashi, he says that a person, if he wants to become a gadol, should do anything possible to become a gadol, and if he really does that, Hashem will help him, b'chol even above Teva. Rashi is saying here that a person really wants to do something to become something ruchni that's rare to do, he should strive to do anything he wants, and even to make a ladder to go to heaven, and Hashem will help him. You see something marvel here that to be ole in ruchnius is a very big Seder Shmaya, and it's such a Seder Shmaya that even we can make like a getter of making a ladder and going up to heaven, and Hashem will help us. Kilu, there's something. Kilu, to go to which gedula in Torah mitzvahs is something Me'al HaTeva, and therefore Me'al HaTeva, we have to have Seder Shmaya, and Seder Shmaya is that even. Even to go up to heaven, which is not possible, go to heaven with a ladder, but it's all possible. Everything is possible, and Hashem can give Shabbos merit to do anything Hashem wants to do. And if you habol atayim masayinu, so that's getter mashma in the Drash Moshe, habol atayim masayinu. So, and if you do everything to know the whole Torah is impossible. He says, "Know the whole Torah, it's impossible to know the whole Torah. Impossible. I think it's impossible. I don't think to know the whole Shabbos is possible. The whole Shabbos, that base till the Kuf knew where it is. I think to know the whole Shabbos is not possible. But if you want to." If you want to, and you try your best, then Hashem will help you. I must right here in this piece, to know the whole Torah, Zohar, not possible. I think to know one Masechta is not possible, but he says to know the whole Torah is not possible, but Hashem can help you. See, the Moshe Feinstein knew the whole Torah, which is Zohar, something out of something out of this world, to know the whole Torah. I know the whole Torah. Every Rashi, every Gemara there is of course something out of this world. But if you want to, Rashi is saying, so if you want to, and you try your best to, you have to try. Try your best. Chaz everything over many times, wherever you can. Hashem will help you, and you'll be able to. knowing the whole Torah is kill, going up to heaven. Going up to heaven is like knowing who can go to heaven, no one can go to heaven in Stam Azeh. So who are then to know the whole Torah? They can't know the whole Torah. It's impossible. I think even when I'm instructed, even when I'm instructed, no, it's very, very something not so command. Okay, but the whole Torah for sure. But if you want to, Hashem will help you. See, we have to have musagim. We're getting new musagim here, musagim in life and Torah. Hashem can help you in Torah. So, Hashem can help you in Torah. Hashem can help you know. Or something which is a lechora not possible b'chlal. what do you say about this? He rushes something out of this field. Make a ladder and go to heaven. What does that mean, b'chlal? It's not a ladder to go to heaven. It's not shabbat b'chlal. Take a ladder. Rashi HaKadosh says something mavel. Take a ladder and go to heaven. That's something not shabbat b'chlal. Take a ladder and go to heaven. Any ladder goes to heaven. Heaven is very, very high. Heaven, yeah. Take a spaceship, go to heaven. I don't know how many days it takes to go to heaven. I don't know what heaven b'chlal. What it means heaven b'chlal. It's kizu. Rashi is saying here that ein yish ba'olam. But they say, from the breast of this, ein yish ba'olam. This says Rashi, ein yish ba'olam. Isn't that very nice, Rashi? Ein yish ba'olam. We can do anything, even know the Torah, know a Masechta. You have to work very hard. Shem won't give it to Sam and say, yeah, I have to work very, very hard, but. If you work very hard, if you try your best, and Hashem will help you. So what do you say about this? Is that very, very chashiv, a big yisod, no? A big, big yisod.
They're saying that we don't have musagim to know the steiget levels because they're so far right. Beyond our reach.
That's right. That is right. That's why I'm saying that you have to have musagim to go to levels beyond our reach because Hashem can help you. And it's Rashi. That's the Musa Sefer Sefer Storm. We have Rashi says in Parshas Shlach, make ladders and go to heaven. To Rashi says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, who he knows the old Torah. He says to know the old Torah is not possible, but it's possible because Hashem will help you. To know the old Torah is like you making a ladder go to heaven. A ladder go to heaven. It's like not possible. Go to ladder go to heaven. Not possible, but it's possible. Right? We have to hire our musagim. We have to make hire musagim. There's a musagim that are you know kilo out of our reach but they're within our reach.
Hey, kids have musagim that are very high, no?
Yeah, but not so high. Kids, what in learning or in Migul D'Alma?
Migul D'Alma.
In learning? Migul D'Alma, right, Migul D'Alma. Want bicycles, cars, right. That's Migul D'Alma, but now we're saying now Migul D'Shmaya, Migul D'Shmaya, Mitzvahs, Torah, Migul D'Shmaya.
And I'm saying maybe we have this naturally, and then we lose it because we get older.
Yeah, we get older, we see how hard it is to learn. We see learning is not simple, b'chlal. Learning is not at all simple. We see, wow, how it's not simple, b'chlal, to learn, b'chlal. So we see, yeah, okay, we'll try our best, and that's all. So that we have to get like, you know, out of that Indian. We have to raise our musagim to higher musagim, right? Now the Mishnah Shabbos, so, you know, that's good. I know one perk, we have perk hours pretty well now, 20, so I have perk days. Thank you very much for being more an excellent perk Aleph. The whole Shabbos, I learned perk Aleph, now holding a perk base. Baruch Hashem.
I'm getting a big chizuk from it too.
Yeah, so it's very chizuk, maybe. It's like children from bar mitzvah, they learn all mishnayos, shas, but that's good, very nice. But then they have to know it, they have to chazur it. The parents have to be on top of them, not top of them, you know, be with them, and let's go again and again, let's go. They have a program b'harav no in America. Let's go. It's no masechta. So we have to make our own program. B'harav no. Let's make our own program. B'harav no. No Shabbos mishnayos. Then Shabbos gemara. Such a musag. I learned the first part many times. First part. Now whole second part. So it gave me a big kizuk. So now we have to raise musag. Right? This you have to hire musagim. That's it. Higher musagim in Torah and mitzvahs, right? We'll see from Rashi. Make a ladder and go to heaven. Says Moshe. That means know all of Torah, which is chora, like a ladder going to heaven. But Hashem can help you. I mean, Moshe reached it. Moshe did that. Moshe did this. He knows all of Torah, which is something natural. He learned chazir a lot. Chazir many times, but it's a matana. You know all Torah. No. So Rashi says, Rashi puts in Rashi two lines in the middle of Shlach, you know, Rashi, that's like, you know, just like, you know, it's like, it's instant Rashi, two lines. Olo Naula, Shemayim, make a sulam, go to Shemayim. What does that mean? Sulam go to Shemayim. What's happening here? Make a ladder go to Shemayim. You can't do that. No ladder goes to Shemayim.
Yeah, I hear the verb, but I don't think I'm going to be able, like, I don't see how I'm going to be able to change from it.
Yeah, so you will. Your elbow will change. That will change it. First, we'll know Mishnah Shabbos. Then, hopefully, Hashem shall help us. Then, we'll know. Then, we'll work on Masech Shabbos, right? Even to know Mishnah Shabbos won't that be? What did you say?
Is that what was everything?
Won't it be to know Mishnah Shabbos also a big thing? No, Chafar Pakim Mishnah. Won't that be a big thing? No. Mishnah is Chot Lach Plakim. Would that be a big thing?
Yeah.
So even that seems out of reach, but it's not out of reach, but it seems very far. Even Mishnah is. No. The whole Masech, the Mishnah is 24 Plakim. So you have not just said that, but Shabbos has 24 Plakim because Shabbos has Chot Lach Shos. Every show you'll learn a parrot. That's why it's 24, because it has Chot Lach Shos in the hours. Every shah you learn a parak, a word. Okay, so is it Rashi Feinstein on the Rashi? Because we have to get musagim, get new musagim. We can do things, not just wherever we can. No, we can do above. So
working on Mishnah Shabbos.
Mishnah is Moed and Mesachah Shabbos. If you don't touch Shabbos, that would be something out of this world. We would go to heaven in this world. No Mesachah Shabbos, wow. Took a few years to learn it now. To know it every line by line, that would be something magical.
When we're finished, are we going to chazer it?
Whatever Rabbi Elio Abba says, we follow what Rabbi Elio Abba says. We'll see. We should chazer. I'm not sure to learn it again together. Enough to learn chazer. Yeah, we chazer. First, learn Mishnah Shabbos, then we'll see. Okay, learn Mishnah Shabbos, and then we'll see. Okay, we'll see. To raise musagim, right? This has to be naya musagim in Torah mitzvahs, right? See, Rabbi Levinsky had high musagim, built buildings, you know. I mean, in yeshiva, you know, he had musagim above, you know. He's an American, so American, you know, these wild dreams he has, you know. I heard that he died in the Mizrach. He sees out the window, there used to be a building called Shaish. They sold Shaish in that building. I don't know if you didn't see it. I saw it. So he dreamed, oh, let me build a big building. Let's buy the whole area of the Shaish and build buildings for yeshiva. I think this is what it says. He dreamed when he looked out of the window, when he died in Shemeshe or when he died in Mizrach, he faces the area of Shaish. He said, oh, I have a dream, let's buy the whole area of the Shaish, and then take it down and build a building in Kakave, you know, they bought the Shaish, you know, now they built the big building. Now they're adding two floors to Beit Shai now. They're building Beit Shai two more floors. I heard that. Right, so we're gonna be mala our musagim, and try to raise them. Okay. So Moshe Maitzi had musagim atzumim. You know, he's musagim the whole Torah, the whole Shulchan Aruch, the whole Torah, the whole Rambam. You know, he has musagim atzumim. I'm happy we sit over there, Rashi, right? Rashi, okay. Nagia to us to raise Musagim. Okay. And then the Pelagioi to we're holding in Zulzul. So Zulzul is very chashiv. So there's a Mishnah in Nagoyim that he brings down. It says, call. And the Goyim or the Raya Chut Minigi Atzma. So, a holy Rebbe, Rav Chaim Brim, said, they have to change the Mishnah a bit. He says, Shabir Azeh, Kol and the Goyim, Sh'odom, you have to add a Shin to Odom. Sh'odom, Raya Chut Tama Minigi Atzma. That means, Chaim said, any that you see the person gets cast, you say, wow, how big he is. That means that you have kas. Kol negayim shada. You have to add a shin. Shada roya chutz kama negi atzma. Whenever you see somebody has something big and you get it, and it bothers you, disturbs you. Wow, terrible! How terrible it is. That means that you have that same midah. Is this the chiddush? Kol akol apreso bimumo preso. Says Shmuel chiddushin. Kol apreso bimumo preso. That's a very kosher thing. Kol apreso bimumo preso. So maybe you think he has negayim and things that are missing and bothers you. Why does he have that? What's with him? So anything that bothers you, you have. That's how Chaim said you have to add the word the Mishnah negayim, which he brings down. Kol negayim sh'adam reyachutz kama minigay atzmo. Okay, so we have to. So anything you see in somebody which bothers you, say, what is this? That means that you have that midah.
So we have to know.
Yeah, see, Korach said, I want to hear a word. Korach said, Moshe, madua tisnasu, yabim misnasu akal Hashem. Moshe is il anof, not misnase, but Korach is misnase. Korach said, it's misnase, that wasn't true. They dismounted this word. Korach saw in Moshe Rabbeinu his nasus, a leading and pride and gaiva, which was not true. Korach had that midah. So he saw it in Moshe Rabbeinu. The midah that he had, gaiva, his nasus, trying to be leading and everything, pride and everything, that midah was his midah. He saw it in Moshe Rabbeinu because Korach praiso, mu praiso. And Justin Reuven said, "Mr. Rare, you're being Mr. Rare." So also, they're Mr. Rare. So they saw Moshe Rabbeinu Mr. Rare. It wasn't true. Not being Mr. Rare, but since they have that midah, they saw that midah in Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the word. Look at my list. Look at everyone. Don't look at anyone. Bezuzo. Look at everyone's my list. And that's what I have to do. Look at everyone's my list.
What was Moshe Rabbeinu's when he called the Yidden rebellious?
Rebbe, he's saying they're being worried by Hashem. They're miraglim. They say the whole part of miraglim is very true. They said the people in Eretz Yisrael are too strong for Hashem. What does that mean? Too strong for Hashem? Ki chazakum mimenu, ben tema dola. Pitom they say Hashem can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. Hashem made Kriyat Yamsuf and everything. And he can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. Tema Gedola, what they thought. They thought that Pidom, they thought that Hashem can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. 31 kings, he can conquer one power, one king, not 31 kings. Tema Gedola, the whole parasha, Tema Atzuma. They thought that they can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. Chazak HaMeno, he's too strong, they're too strong for him. Tema Gedola. Very sure, Pasha, because they thought that Hashem doesn't have koach to conquer Israel. Something very, very sure. No, very. They saw all the nisim of Mitzrayim and everything. They saw nisim atzumim in Mitzrayim and all the makas and everything. Now the Pitom, they say that Hashem can't conquer Israel. Something is wrong here with the. With what they're saying. schwer. The whole parasha is very schwer. I mean, didn't they eat Gadol? They thought they can't conquer Israel. What's happening here? Shem has conquered every Mitzrayim, Chris Amsterdam, and every big Nisim. No, he can't conquer. He can't conquer Eretz Yisrael. No, something tamua. No, something very, very tamua. Very tamua. Something happened, and even Shevet Levi was nechshal and Raglum. Mashpim Rashi. Only the Egel not, but Raglum yes. So tamua. Levi doesn't know the matter of Hashem. So something tamua. The whole parasha is tamua, my tamua.
Yesterday I was thinking that we blamed the Meraglim, but we were to blame because we sent them with, we almost like, maybe it's our fault because we wanted to hear almost the bad news. We were scared.
Right, we're scared. Tell why we're scared. Hashem says, Hashem promised them, it's easy. Hashem says in Dvarim, it says bo urshu, just take it without any fight. In Dvarim, Hashem says bo urshu, take it without any fight. But they somehow they weren't not mekabel that, and maybe it's Ian. Somebody said, no, we have to fight. We have to go in Rekadachatava. It's Ian, or what they said, what they thought that. Hashem promised them bo urshu, says Rashi in the very beginning. They wanted to Eretz Yisrael straight. No Kli Zayin. Everything is good. But they don't want that. I don't know. Some need in. They don't want that. Maybe we'll go back to Shabbos. So Shabbos holding.